Perakres Mishnayud. Hanitanin matana achas. The blood of a carbon, which is in a cup, which should be put once. Shenis arvu binitanim matana achas. And it got mixed up with another cup of blood of another carbon, which also is only put once. Yinasnu matana achas. Then one can take both of the cups of blood and give one matana on the mizbeach from each cup, and therefore both are being processed properly. And the same thing would apply if matan arba b'matan arba, if a cup which the blood there is supposed to be given four times, for example, the blood of an oila, which got mixed up with the blood of a shlamim, which both are brought four times, yinasnu b'matan arba, the same way, four applications should be made from each cup, and that resolves the issue. Now is when it becomes a little bit more complicated. Matan arba b'matan achas. If you have two cups of blood, one is supposed to be put four times on the mizbeach, and one's supposed to be put once, and you don't know which cup is which. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Rebbe Eliezer, takes the position, yinasnu b'matan arba. Both cups should be put with four applications on the mizbeach. And Rebbe Yeshua, Omer, yinasnu b'matan achas. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, only one application should be done from both cups. Now Rebbe Eliezer says you should put four from each cups, because even if you end up putting four from the cup that's supposed to have only one application, we can look at that extra blood as if it's water, and it's not really a matana on the mizbeach. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you should only put one from each cup, because Rebbe Eliezer takes the position that if you put four at a time that you're supposed to put one, you have a problem of being over on the Isra of Bal Tosef, of adding on a mitzvah to the Torah. So therefore he says, only put one. Now what about the one, the ka'ola, for example, which is supposed to have four? So the Bartanur explains, b'di'evet, if you put only one, it's mechaper. So therefore it's better to only put one of each than to put four of each and have a problem of Bal Tosef. That Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshua, v'arei oivel bal tigra, if you don't put four of each, true, you're not over on Bal Tosef, but you will be over on Bal Tigra, which is the flip side that you're taking away from the mitzvos. Amar le Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua responded to him, harehu oivel al Bal Tosef. Well, the way you're doing it, you are being over on Bal Tosef. So Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer responded, le nemar Bal Tosef ele kishahu be'atzmai. Bal Tosef would only apply if you have one cup of blood, and it's not mixed up with anything, and you're supposed to put one application, and you did four, that would be Bal Tosef. But here where it got mixed up, your intent is not to add on to the mitzvos, your intent is merely to resolve the doubt which there is here. That would not be considered one adding on to the Torah. So Amale Rabbi Yeshua said to him, if that's the case, lo nemer bal tigra, ela kishahu be'atzmo. That, again, if you were supposed to put four, and you only put one, that perhaps you can argue is bal tigra. But here where there's a reason why you can't put four, and b'dieved your yotza with only one would not be over on bal tigra as well. So therefore Rabbi Yeshua maintains his position that you give only one application from each cup. V'yodam Rabbi Yeshua says further, kishenasata, if you do what you said, which is to put four from each cup, avartal bal tosef, you are transgressing bal tosef, v'yasisa masa b'yadecha, and you've actually done something actively. But ukishalona sata, let's say you take my position, Rabbi Yeshua says, and not put four times, rather one from each, avrat al baltigra. Perhaps, for argument's sake, let's say you are over on baltigra. But velo asisa masa biyadecha, you didn't do it actively. It happened passively, just simply by not applying it. So it's definitely preferred to passively transgress than to actively transgress. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hanitanin bifnim, blood of a carbon, which is supposed to be brought inside the heichal and applied either to the paroches over there or onto the golden mizbeach. Shenis arvum hanitanin b'chutz, which the blood became mixed up with blood that is supposed to be brought only on the outside mizbeach. The halacha is yishafchu la'ama. The mixture, both cups, should be poured into the stream that runs through the azara. Nasan b'chutz. What if one applied both outside, v'chazer v'nasan b'fnim, and then he took both of the bloods and he applied them inside? Kasher. In that case, you have resolved the issue. It's going to be kasher. B'fnim. Let's say you first, though, went into the heichal, v'chazav v'nazan b'chutz, and then you took both bloods out to do it on the outside of Mizbeach. In this case, Rabbi Akiva paisel. Rabbi Akiva says that it's going to become puzzle because the rule is that damim hachitzainim, blood which is supposed to be applied to the outside Mizbeach, which was brought into the Heichel, automatically becomes puzzle. So therefore, you wouldn't no longer be able to apply it to the Mizbeach Achitzon. V'chachamim machshirim, however, the Chachamim say it's kosher by all other karbanos, excluding a chatas hachitzaina. Because it is a special pasuk that says that any chatas which is brought inside the Heichel is puzzle. But as far as other karbanos are concerned, they would be kosher in that situation. Shehoi Rabbi Akiva Omer. Now we're going to explain the two positions, because Rabbi Akiva used to say, "Kol adamim shenichnasu leheichel lechaper beheichel pasul." Any blood which is brought into the heichel, which is not supposed to be there, pasul, it becomes pasul. Rabbi Chachamim and Chachamim say chatas bovad. Only a carbon chatas becomes pasul. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer afa asham. Rabbi Eliezer applies it even to an asham, that it too will become pasul, because we learn it out kachatas ka asham, that the Torah compares a chatas to an asham, so that teaches us that just like a chatas becomes pasul if it's brought inside the heichel, so too an asham would become pasul if it was brought inside the heichel.